New Mexico in Focus is going through a leadership change. Now, you've seen Jeff Proctor on our air for years, and he's spent decades reporting in our state. Now he's taking on a new role as executive producer here at NMPBS. Now, this week, I sat down with Jeff to revisit some of his past work and to lay out his vision for New Mexico in Focus moving forward. Jeff Proctor, new executive producer here for public affairs at New Mexico PBS. Thank you so much for sitting down with us for a few minutes. I want folks to know about you, what your plans are, what your goals are. Good stuff here. Let me start with this, your background. How long have you been working here in Albuquerque as a journalist?
I moved here in August of 2002, ostensibly to finish a journalism degree at the University of New Mexico. Mm-hmm. I went to work immediately after I got here at the Daily Lobo, which was my first newspaper job. I was there for about 15 months, and my next stop was the Albuquerque Journal. So I've been doing journalism here in New Mexico now for a little more than 20 years.
Yeah. Talk about the journal experience. You did a lot of interesting things there. I was a big fan of yours reading, certainly. What were the beats that you started with at the Journal, and where did it evolve from there?
I started as an intern, actually. And so I was sort of a nightside intern. I would come in and work that sort of weird graveyard shift. Right. And then the stars just kind of lined up after I'd been there for about 4 months as an intern. One reporter went part-time, another retired, and they needed a night police reporter. Oh, wow. So that was my first beat at the Journal. As everybody who's watching right now knows, things get different and a little weirder in Albuquerque when the sun goes down. Right. So that was my first gig, right, was the police beat at night. And I went on from there to write. We used to have zoned editions at the Journal, right? Mm-hmm. There was a West Side Journal, a Rio Rancho Journal. So I did a bunch of neighborhood and community reporting over on the West Side, and then sort of moved back into what ultimately ended up being sort of my niche, which was reporting on the criminal and civil legal systems.
Glad you brought that up. That's where you did some of your most stellar work, I would say, sitting in front of you. But I want to talk about this with the audience. So what are some of the stories that you worked on at length that turned into some things you were proud of, actually, at the Journal?
Certainly my reporting on the police department ended up kind of probably being my signature story, although it's hard to call it one story, right? There were a lot of facets, a lot of ins and outs, a lot of years that the crime rate was up and down. But at some point around 2009 or so, I think I just kind of decided that the police were the story. Mm. We led the nation in police shootings for a long period of time. So I started to really dig into unconstitutional use of excessive force and spent kind of 3.5 or 4 years, my last at the paper, reporting on that, ultimately precipitating the Justice Department's investigation of APD. So that was the story that I think I probably cared the most about and felt the most sort of sense of providing a public service during my time at the paper.
Take us post-Journal, some of the other work before you got here, then we'll talk about Mexico PBS. Where did you go after the Journal?
I left the paper with a mortgage, no money in the bank, and no job, just because things weren't working out for me there anymore. So my plan was to freelance at that point, but really quickly I ended up going to work as an investigations producer and reporter at KRQE Channel 13 with a really great team that included Katie Kim and Kim Holland and Matt Grubbs. So I did that for a couple of years. That was a really, really eye-opening and different and interesting experience. I hadn't done any television prior to that. So after my 2 years there, I went to New Mexico In Depth, the digital nonprofit investigative site run by Marjorie Childress and Trip Jennings, and went to work there, again, really exploring in a much more deep fashion the criminal legal system here in the state. I started reporting on federal courts, federal law enforcement, and really kind of whatever I wanted, and feel like I did probably my best written work of my career there. And then for a number of years, I was pulling double duty at New Mexico In Depth and also at the Santa Fe Reporter. So my last post here was, before coming here, was as the news editor at the Reporter.
You like to work. You just like to work, I can tell.
I do, and I make this joke all the time, Gene. I like to call myself a little bit of the Forrest Gump of New Mexico journalism, right? I've kind of worked pretty much everywhere.
Sure. I like it. That brings us to right in this studio right here on that table right over there. New Mexico In Focus, of course, you are overriding all the things here at New Mexico PBS when it comes to content, and I'm curious your vision for this type of television. You've worked in commercial television. Obviously, you've been here for a little bit. You see what we do here. I'm curious the differences you're gleaning and what the opportunities afford with New Mexico PBS.
Yeah, so I'm a little bit PBS adjacent anyway. As you know, I had done some contract correspondent work here during my time at New Mexico In Depth in particular. Yeah. And one of the things I really love about it is the extended format. We get to offer something here that commercial television really doesn't, to have policymakers and elected and appointed leaders sit down and really get under the hood on issues. I'm thinking specifically about the interview our Lou DeVizio did last week with the mayor. They talked for 50 minutes. Yeah. And we got to show viewers almost all of that. The other thing that I really love about it, and it's baked right into the Public Broadcasting Act of 1967, there's a mandate here to experiment and to try different things, try different formats. And I don't have to worry if I screw something up and it fails, just don't try it again. So those are some of the things that I really love about the idea of public broadcasting. I like that deeper, longer form conversation and that ability to really try to show our viewers something different than what they get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, that relationship with the viewers, isn't it? It's much different than a commercial deal. I always tell folks, when folks write a check, they have a right to get in your face and tell you anything. And then people do. You hear from viewers all the time. It's a beautiful back and forth, isn't it? It's very interesting.
It is. The relationship with an audience is something that I've thought about my whole career. Yeah. And I've had a lot of sort of discrete relationships with a lot of different kinds of audiences. Mm-hmm. I don't have a great sense yet for what that's going to be like for me here. Mm-hmm. But I do hope that part of what we're going to get to do here is to have these kind of higher ordered conversations about the news of the day. And then, of course, as time goes forward too, I would like for us to continue to try to produce some original journalism. That's mm-hmm. sort of where I come from. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's already happening here with Laura Paskus, and we intend to do some of that ourselves as well.
What makes New Mexico so fascinating to you as a journalist? It's a never-ending pool of stories, certainly, but you can say that about everywhere. What is it about New Mexico that turns you on so much to be a journalist?
New Mexico is a place that to me has always woken up with an entirely unwarranted sense of optimism. And I love that about here. I love the people here. I'm one of those people who's in New Mexico on purpose, right? I live in Albuquerque by choice. I don't want to live anywhere else. And journalism ultimately to me felt like the way that I enter the world and give something back to the place where I live. And I care about the people here, and it seems like a good thing to be able to give back information and an honest broker of information. Mm-hmm. So, and then of course, like you said, it's a target-rich environment.
That's right.
I'm somebody who wrote about the criminal legal system here for a long time,
right.
And there's been an awful lot to write about and to produce stories about too.
It really can be interesting that way, can it? It's fascinating. What should New Mexico and Focus viewers expect? You answered this just a little bit, but I want you to expand on this. What should viewers expect with you at the helm? What's the feel, the tone, the idea? What's the big idea from Jeff?
We've got two, really. First of all, I don't know that it's necessarily the big idea for me. I hope to make sure that I've got buy-in with the other folks who work here. I certainly don't have the market cornered on how to present news, certainly not in a public broadcasting fashion. You guys have done this longer than me. But my thought is, in particular with New Mexico in Focus, I really want to develop a sense of subject matter expertise and really have folks come in here who can speak to the issues that are impacting our city and our state, as opposed to just folks who sort of have opinions about the news. And then beyond that, I'm interested in periodically to try to do themed versions of this show. We've tried it a couple of times now. We did one on abortion rights and access. We had a couple of episodes that were built around Lou's interview with the mayor. And we did another one that was sort of focused on the end of Title 42 and immigration more broadly. So when we have time and we can sort of get ahead of the, you know, the curve of deadline once in a while, we really want to try to make hour-long deep dives.
The monster of deadlines, it never stops, no matter what format. You've been through radio, TV, newspapers, and now here at New Mexico PBS. We're very glad to have you, Jeff. I've known you a while, too, and I think your work is fantastic and what you've brought in a short period of time. You know, I can feel the change already. So keep watching, folks. He's got something figured out.
Thanks, Gene.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.